It's music from The Clash, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Friday morning, December 21st. You are with Jenny and Blake. Blake not feeling so well today. We're wishing him that he feels much, much better as we head into the holiday season. Currently 43 degrees outside. We're looking at a high today around 56, a 24% chance of showers. It is overcast. And then it's going to be chillier tomorrow, warming up a bit on Sunday, and then highs in the upper 50s for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. We are joined in the studio now. Dawn joining us with Movie Night Traffic Light. Good morning, Dawn.
Hi, good morning, Jenny.
How are you today?
I am really good.
Yeah, how's the holiday season been treating you? You've had a little vacation time.
Yes, I have. It's very good. I love vacation. Nothing wrong with vacation.
I know. Nothing wrong with a little bit of recharging.
That's right.
That's what you need to do, especially if you work really hard. You got to recharge and so you can feel better and do a great job.
Definitely. Start over in the new year.
Right. Yep. So talk to us. Big movie weekend. Lots of families getting together. Sometimes you need some downtime from the family. Everybody together, but silent.
Let's go to the movies. Yeah, that's why they put so many out today. There are a ton of them opening up. You know how we were talking about a couple weeks ago that there's a lot of movies this year that kind of have the same theme, and a lot of them are war movies.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually two movies coming out about the same war today,
really?
And it's the Afghani War back in the early '80s, where the Russian invasion and occupation of Afghanistan. And the first one is The Kite Runner.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's all done in subtitles, and it is about two boys. And it's through the eyes of these two Afghani boys.
I read the book, and the book is extraordinary.
Yeah.
Extraordinary. So beautiful.
It is an extraordinary depiction of these boys' lives, but the story is so tragic. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's very tragic. It's very depressing. And it's just, it's very hard to watch.
I heard that the contrast with the movie is that, like, the beginning with a boy's life when they're young is so colorful and bright, and then the second part of the movie is really, really dark.
Yes. And that's where the title comes in, The Kite Runner. The boys, it's a big thing to play with kites and to run the kites. And it's a big thing. And it's very happy for a short time in the movie.
And then Russian invasion takes place.
There's actually some personal stuff with the boys' lives, too, that's very tragic.
Right.
So, yeah, besides the war stuff. But there's another movie out, though, that is very much different, very lighthearted, a very different approach to the same story, kind of. And it's Charlie Wilson's War.
Oh, really?
Yep. It's the same. And the thing is this is a true story. And it stars Tom Hanks, Julia Roberts, and Philip Seymour Hoffman. And Tom Hanks is a congressman in Texas back in the 80s. And Julia Roberts was the sixth most wealthiest woman in Texas. And she wants Tom to lead a covert military operation in Afghanistan to help them fight the Russians.
Very interesting.
Yeah. And here's a clip of her trying to talk him into it.
So unless I'm wrong, and that would be unusual for me, you sit at the intersection of the State Department, the Pentagon, and the CIA. You meet in a soundproof room underneath the Capitol, and you preside over a secret and unlimited budget for the three agencies you would need to conduct a covert war. Isn't that right?
I also have seats at the Kennedy Center.
Yeah, it's got his priorities too.
There's a humorous twist to this film.
There is. And Philip Seymour Hoffman, he's a disgruntled federal agent that gets in on the act too. And these three people go off and bring about what actually ends the Cold War, which is really amazing. And, you know, war movies aren't usually my thing because there's a lot of fighting scenes. This has none of that. It's about really these three people
it's
and
the
what
aristocrats.
They do. Yeah, it is. It's behind
it's
the
not
scenes.
The actual
it's
people the, that go out and fight the wars.
Not at all. You don't see the war stuff at all. It is very funny. And not just Tom Hanks' hair. He has an 80s hairdo with the, you know, kind of feathered back thing.
Uh-huh.
But Philip Seymour Hoffman is amazing in this.
Sure.
You know, he did